Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
...609 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia, and as the song says, I am back. Good to be back with you. Hope you had a great long weekend. We have a lot to get to today, but of course, we'll start with the fact that, Dan, I get back, and it is thick and humid and hot. Yeah. Wow, is it hot.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to get the elephant in the room out of the way. Yes, I shaved. So the good news is...
It's jarring.
It's jarring, right? You. I have not shaved my beard in, I think it's been 6 years.
That's incredible. And you look, I mean, okay, dude to dude, right?
Yeah.
You look good with the scruff.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Without the scruff...
Not as good?
I don't know how I feel about this, Bill. this is going to be a morning. Sure.
I said, it seems mixed reaction. The good news is at some point we're going to be on YouTube this morning.
And then everybody can voice their opinions.
Yes.
Make sure you call in and tell us what you think. 1-800-283-101.5.
I'll do a side-by-side and take a listener poll soon. But anyway, it's better with the humidity.
I can imagine that. Yeah. Yesterday was super humid. Today's going to be even worse. I mean, this is going to be like, it's going to feel kind of like Florida today because, you know, the air is going to be thick. It's going to be warm into the 80s and it's going to rain today, but that rain isn't going to offer much relief because, you know, the rain turns off and it's still going to be warm and really steamy.
It was spitting on my walk in this morning.
Yeah. There's actually some heavier rain that's just moving across the Delaware River into like Camden, Gloucester, Salem counties right now. So much needed rain, you know, it's going to be hit or miss today. And we probably trend a little drier once we get into like midday into this afternoon.
So when is the relief?
Tomorrow.
Right away.
Absolutely. Yep. Today is like the peak of this. It's not even a heat wave. It's a warm wave. You know, we're in the 80s today. It's really humid today. And then humidity goes away tonight. Skies clear tonight. And then tomorrow and Friday, the payoff for what's really been a couple of challenging weeks of weather.
Yeah.
You know, I know you were away, but Memorial Day weekend really stunk around here.
I heard it was cold and rain. We had 90s and heat and sun. It was great. It was summer.
It was not ideal around here. And even last week, I mean, we had the heat wave last week, too.
Yeah.
So it's been a rough couple of weeks. Tomorrow and Friday look like beautiful weather days. And even this weekend, we're going to trend a little cooler. So I'm not sure how the weekend is looking for like beach and pool weather.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be comfortable and bright and, you know,
and no rain after today.
There could be a sprinkle Saturday morning.
Okay.
And then next week will be our next chance for a bit of rain that we'll have to watch. But this is our last chance for like anything, you know, organized or widespread for a little while.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Yes, sir.
Eric, how was the long weekend?
We treated it like it was a winter storm, so we hunkered down and I cooked all weekend.
That's great.
So that was the extent of it. We did nothing. Fortunately, we had nothing scheduled this weekend, so we had a great time.
That's awesome. I love a no schedule weekend.
Yep. There was nothing on the schedule, so I was like, all right, I'm going shopping on Friday.
Yeah.
I laid in all the supplies, and I cooked like it was a winter storm.
So I was in the middle of a plane delay chaos on Thursday, could not join you on the show. I have to tell you, it was ridiculous. They changed the reason for the delay. I think what bothered me the most... So I get to Newark Airport. This is Wednesday night. You're in for me on Thursday.
Right.
And Friday. It's Wednesday night. Our flight is scheduled 8:50, which is perfect. I hear from the, we use VRBO, and we had a great place set up in an area called Olympia, which is right in the Hammersmith Fulham area, not far from Elizabeth's place. And she's like, no problem. No one's in the place. Early check-in. You guys can come straight to the flat. Drop your stuff.
Nice.
I'm like, this is working out perfectly. It's 8 o'clock. We're supposed to board. Nope. We're delayed 15 minutes, then a half hour, then an hour. Now we're going to take off at 10 o'clock. We go, okay, not bad. 10 to 10, easy. The 7-hour flight and 5-hour time difference. they kept delaying until 12:30. So now it's 12:30, and we're like, okay, this is still good. Timing's still good. So what are they load the plane. We get on the plane at Newark. Plane departs from the gate. So I'm like, fantastic. I'm asleep. This is what I do. The plane departs. I wake up a couple hours later. I'm still in Newark. Didn't move. 3 hours. 3 hours. And they then say, we're going to... Now, at this point, they announced the first delay was a weather delay. Then it was a mechanical delay. And then, at the end of the 3 hours, literally sitting on the tarmac, they're like, sorry, folks, the crew has timed out.
Yep.
I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. You didn't know that? Don't you guys have some kind of little, is there not anyone that does math at United Airlines? No, we can't do that. You didn't know that you were going to time out? So anyway, we go back. Now, here was the kicker. As we're approaching the gate, plane stops. Pilot comes on. He said, we cannot get to the gate as of right now. There is another United flight blocking us with mechanical issues. No kidding. Another hour.
So we did the math on the air, by the way, because we were following this. You know, we were texting back and forth with you and everything. Yeah. So it was what? Was it overall a 13-hour delay?
Yeah, we left. So technically 12 hours. We left around 8:30 Thursday morning.
All right, so 13-hour delay and a 7-hour flight to London.
Yep.
You could have flown to Sydney in that period of time.
Right.
You could have been in Australia in the amount of time
Isn't that crazy?
It took for you to get to London.
Crazy. It was, we showed up at the place at, let's see, I think we got there around 9:30 at night. So 25 hours from leaving my house to get, it was just, more than that, almost 30 hours to get to the place. Crazy. Absolutely ridiculous. And the problem, of course, is that we start getting emails from United. They offered us $50. Needless to say, I spent 3 hours on the phone with United yesterday. I got $250 back for each of us, so $500.
Okay.
And I may get a full credit on the return flight because, I'll tell you, after traffic and weather, same thing happened. Wait till I tell you the story about how we almost got diverted mid-flight. Because of an incident that, thank God, Jody was paying attention and stood up and said something and solved the problem. Wait till I tell you.
Wow.
6:16, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Spring days, hot topics. New Jersey's conversation lives here. New Jersey 101.5.
6:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Hey, if you want to take a look in the studio, you can go to YouTube and just put in NJ1015 and the first link up there. It's a picture of my face laughing. Click on that and you will see the live feed from the show this morning. So I was telling you guys another delay on the way back.
I cannot believe this.
So it was literally a 25-hour trip getting out there, which is ridiculous when you think about
it. To London.
We were laughing with you, not at you,
yes,
I promise.
It was frustrating, not because you don't expect some delays, but they were delaying us hour by hour.
And they were delaying you on the runway, so it's not even like you could go to the bar.
I literally fell asleep as the plane backed from the gate.
Mm.
3 hours later, woke up in Newark.
That's terrible. Yeah,
it was awful. It was ridiculous. But the flight back, so we get to the airport, all good. Same thing happens. We get on the plane. Plane backs up. I fall asleep. 2.5 hours later, I wake up, still in London.
What is going on? It's a bad dream.
And it is a bad dream. And international flights, I mean, they take priority. That's a big deal when they get delayed
The point is there is an EU and a UK rule that we have to get reimbursed if it's more than 3 hours. So it was 186 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I might get the whole flight back.
Round trip.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I don't know. It's only the leg that starts in Europe because America doesn't have the same rule.
Are you kidding?
And now I'm on a mission.
Oh, please. I hope you are.
They should be held accountable. The CEO didn't take a pay cut while the rest of us sat there. And, and I said, look, you delay someone that long. How many people are going on business trips? How many meetings can't be rescheduled? How many reservations? And you're paying for the hotel. I mean, there's so many things.
Flying
it just backs
with
up on
kids that are crying constantly.
Jody said that. She's
that's
like,
the
I feel bad.
For just the, for the record.
And there were a couple babies on the
and
flight.
You run out of clothing. You run out of clothing for the kids. But the worst torture.
The dumb thing. The stupid lights were stuck on the entire flight home.
Horrible. That is
all
not dumb.
All the reading lights. Every reading light. So we're about an hour and a half in. It was probably an hour in. And I look at the map and I'm like, oh my God, we're only over Ireland.
That's crazy.
It's never going to end. So about.
And the overhead lights are on.
Overhead lights are on. So the person in front of us is like, ask the flight attendant to do something about it. She's like, they're stuck everywhere, including in the cockpit. Like every light was stuck on. What?
That's like driving in your car. You know when you turn on the overhead lights in the car,
and it's on.
Your parents are always like, "Turn that off. So, it's illegal."
It's illegal. Yeah.
So here was the workaround.
Oh.
All of a sudden, flight attendant comes back with this black tape.
Good workaround.
I thought you were going
to
say that.
Listen to this.
Oh no.
So the guy in front of us is like Dan's arrow height.
Oof.
Now, this is, I don't know what, 737, 67, whatever the hell it is. It's much higher.
Modern plane.
Yes.
Big, modern, international plane.
So she couldn't reach, so he can. Gets up, puts the black tape on. Right away, Jody's like, don't do that.
It's
the light is hot. Immediately as she stood up and said that, it starts to smoke and melt. So I'm like, literally, if an alarm had gone off.
This is Flight 123 declaring an emergency for smoke.
Right. Smoke in the cabin.
And a bit of smoke.
We would have been diverted. So anyway, Jody saved the flight.
Jody saved. I can't wait.
Thank God she said something.
Our hero.
Because I'm thinking this is a disaster waiting to happen. But then I'm thinking to myself, I have a video of it. I will post it. They ended up putting paper towels from the restroom over it. And using the black tape around it. So there's a good video of the... It didn't help at all.
The paper towels.
They're white paper towels. The light, it just filtered the light. We had yellow instead of the bright white. I mean, it
horrible.
It was only the one in front of us. So anyway, I managed to sleep anyway.
If you ever need to write your book, I think you found your
on it, right?
Terror on Flight 123.
So we'll see what happens. I spent 3 hours on the phone. I want to thank Barb in Tampa. Mm-hmm. Because apparently if you get angry enough... You transfer from the call center somewhere else in Mumbai or wherever it is, you will get an American after 3 calls. So
all
keep
right,
yelling.
That's the trick.
Keep the faith. Keep the fight. Don't let up. I just refuse to accept. I'm like, no, you're not giving me $50. That's not good enough. No,
$50?
I want to talk. $50. Are you crazy?
Please.
Anyway, all right. What was your travel like over the Memorial Day weekend? Did you have a nice long weekend? Did you travel? And have you experienced just the stupidity in air travel these days? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:27 is the time. Eric Scott with the news.
Five.
Six:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Just a reminder, we are now streaming live on YouTube. Go to YouTube.com and look for NJ 101.5, and I just tweeted out the link. If you follow me on social media, you can click there as well. So Eric, I was telling Jill and Dan the festivities on the ride, the flight back. I had the same experience. It was deja vu all over again. Like,
that's
I
crazy.
Literally fell asleep as we taxied out from the jetway, out cold. 2.5 hours later, wake up, I'm still in London.
And you expect to be halfway home at that point.
Yeah. Now, the worst part was we hit Ireland about an hour later. You're flying. I'm like looking at the map and I'm like, this is torture. I'm like, I'm still over Ireland. What's happening? About 2 hours into the flight, we're over the Atlantic, and every light in the plane was left on.
Ugh.
So all the reading lights. So the people in front of us complained to the flight attendant. I mean, everybody was like, there's got to be something. And they had no answer, of course. They're like, yeah, they're actually stuck in the cockpit as well. So I'm like, well, that's not good. But I'm glad that technical glitch did not delay us even further. So here was the workaround. All of a sudden, I see the flight attendant come back with a roll of black tape. And the guy in front of us, now it's a newer plane, so it's out of reach. You have to stand up and reach. And so he's taller, so he grabs the tape and he puts it over the light. Jody immediately jumps up. She's like, "Don't do that. The light is hot. You're gonna start a fire." Thankfully, she immediately did that. As she does that, they all turn around and look at her like, "What are you smoke?" Because they're hot.
Aren't they LED lights, which are not hot?
You think that? They're apparently not. The reading lamps on the planes are hot. Who knew? So all of a sudden you see the smoke and the thing starts curling up, melting. Thankfully, they got it off right away. And I'm thinking to myself, imagine if that had set off an alarm.
Yeah, you would have been diverted.
Would have been diverted?
Absolutely.
You agree, right? There's no, they're not allowed to not divert.
Correct.
So I, of course, like an idiot, I'm on Wi-Fi. So I text the family group. I'm like, this is a real S show. Like, I had to bleep myself. And I concerned everybody because they were watching the flight. They're like, you're in the middle of the Atlantic. What's going on? I made a joke. I'm like, your mom just saved us from having to be diverted. She's like, Elizabeth's texting back. She's like, they're diverting the flight? What? So here's my advice. If you have Wi-Fi and there's a situation on the plane, don't text anybody.
Right.
Because there's no way for that to be in context. And I realized when we talked to the kids yesterday, I'm like, oh, sorry, guys. Did not mean to upset anybody. I was watching it in real time. And I'm thinking to myself, we're 3+ hours delayed. Now, because of the EU rules and the UK adopted the same rule even with Brexit, we may get a full refund. Because any flight delayed more than 3 hours, they stick it to the air carriers. And they've got to do right by you. Not the same rules on the American side.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
here.
So it's I forget what it's called. It's like UK 261, whatever the rule is. So United, actually, I got to say, they did right by me. But you have to go through the hoops.
Yeah, it's a pain. Well, they what have we talked about before? They count on you at some point just giving up. Not worth my time.
I dug in. We pot of coffee. I sat down, computer open. I'm like, okay, baby, we're doing it. Here we go. And I did. It was about 2.5 hours of calls. I was disconnected a couple times, a few emails back and forth. And by the fourth time, I got to Barb in Tampa, who wanted me to know she was an American.
In the U.S.
In America.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, all of a sudden it changed. If you have the perseverance, if you can figure that out and spend that time. Now, thankfully, I took yesterday off because I won't have time to do that today.
No.
And that's why I think we need this rule in the U.S. The air carriers should be financially responsible regardless of cause if the flight is 3 hours delayed. Because I can tell you, the multi-gazillion dollar CEO, he didn't take a haircut on his pay this week. And thousands of people are missing appointments, spending extra money on their hotels, etc. I mean, a million things. You think about how many things that disrupts when you are that late.
Well, I mean, air travel has become just such a crapshoot.
Yeah.
And when it goes bad, it goes bad.
Yeah.
And
can you imagine if we were diverted to Reykjavik because of smoke from tape on the light? I just can't. I was at the peak. I got so mad. I was happy by the time we were done. It was like a bell curve.
I would have.
You get to the peak.
Yeah,
and then you come. You're like,
I've been that mad before, where you get to the end of it and you're just like, this is
just so
bleeping ridiculous,
so stupid.
But I would have had to have been sedated. I would have had to have been sedated. There's no, and I'm not talking about like alcohol. I'm talking about like
the hard stuff. That's it.
I mean, find the hard stuff and just knock me out because
you're getting angry hearing my story.
The anxiety that I feel just imagining me going through that is unreal. It's one of the reasons why we have not traveled to Europe as often as we would like. Because I dread the flight. I just dread the flight.
And well, Sam gets
so frustrated.
You. Yeah.
But I just, It's one of those things where when we really start traveling Europe, she's finally coming around to this. I'm like, we need to go for a month.
Yeah.
I don't want to do the back and forth. I want to go for a month.
You don't have to be retired to do that. I mean, right? I mean, I'm not.
Because they won't let me take all my time at once.
Well, that's why when I came off the campaign trail, after I lost the election and we took a couple months off, we spent almost a month. And it was, you didn't even think about it.
Right.
Because it didn't matter. On either end of a 2 or 3 week, 4 week trip, you're right. It doesn't hit you as much. But either way, the minute you get on the plane and you are ready to go home, I mean, it cost me a parking. I decided to drive.
Like, how long were you in London? 3 days?
5 days.
Five days.
So we left Wednesday. We were supposed to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, fly home Monday. So 4.5 days. But we lost all day Thursday. So got in late Thursday night. So we have Friday, Saturday. It's basically 3 days. Yeah, 3.5 days.
See, I don't think that's enough time for me because I wouldn't even have an opportunity to enjoy it before I started to get stressed out about having to go back.
That's funny. Don't think about it. Part of the issue is that, I mean, for us, it's easier because Elizabeth lives there. So you're going between our flat and hers. It's like we live in the neighborhood.
Right.
So it feels different. If you're in a hotel, I mean, I've done the hotels. I wouldn't do it again. I go to VRBO is a really fantastic service and way cheaper than Airbnb. At least in Europe it is.
I mean, I have a good friend who has a flat right in downtown London, and he's had it for years. He goes back and forth in like a weekend.
Yeah.
He'll be like, on Friday, I'm flying to London. I'll be back Monday morning.
My shortest trip was less than 24 hours. It was on one of her moves. She and she needed help moving, and it was, I think it was her sophomore year. I don't remember now, but I'm like, okay, I couldn't take any time off. So we flew out Friday, landed Saturday. I flew back Saturday night. Like late, I mean, it was like I took the red eye, what did I do? I took the late night or the early morning Sunday. I took back, so I was up through Saturday night. But we got the job done. We moved, and you've got to have a stomach for air travel these days. It is really less convenient than you think. But I do want to thank United. I don't think all of it was their fault. They did right after the fourth call and after the second hour. I do my advice to all these companies is honestly send me to an American on the first call. You can't believe how you will bring the temperature down when you're talking to somebody that you can't understand and they're telling you I'm gonna send you a form. You have to fill out the form.
Oh,
I can't
talk
to you. Yeah. I'm like you're telling me you're sending me a form so I can get a complaint ID so I can then wait on hold and call you back. Yes, that's their process. That's a stupid process, by the way. When I finally got to Barb in Tampa, guess what? All solved on that phone call. I knew you could do it. That's what we need. But I think we need a corporate check in America. It's time to hold these big corporations accountable. They're making billions of dollars. It's time that they start paying for how much they inconvenience us. We need a European-style rule that if you're delayed 3 hours, they got to pay for your flight. You agree? 1-800-283-101.5. 647, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
Calm. Right now, Margate 64, Trenton 66, Hillsborough 66. From the Earth Treasures Fine Jewelers Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
6:54 on New Jersey 101.5. Weather for nothing. I like that. Way to go, Dan. Yeah, the music started a little early. Sounded good, though. I think I like that bit.
That was kind of cool, yeah.
And I can tell you get your energy up into the temperature.
Exactly.
You know what's funny? I still couldn't tell you what towns or what temperatures you read. That's the problem.
People ask us, what's the weather?
I don't know. What's the traffic? I don't know. What's Spady talking about? Don't know. No idea.
I don't know, but I'm sure it's going to aggravate me and pee me off.
Yes. No. Well, that's why. Hence the hate-o-meter. By the way, if you're looking on YouTube, that is not a bald spot in the back of my head.
Yeah.
Kathy comes walking around the board. She's like, do you have a 3-inch bald spot on your head? I'm like, I hope not. I don't know. Do I? Well, it's like it's weird the way the light reflects.
It's
I guess.
The lighting. It's
is it the lighting?
I can verify that. Yeah. I had to go look. I'm like, does he have
the bald spot on the front of my face?
What about the bald spot on the front of your face?
Yeah. Let's talk about that
I
one.
I did. I actually shaved.
But Bill, think about it. You usually wear a baseball cap.
Yes, that's true.
So okay. I was like,
no, that's what the other problem is. Yes. I didn't even realize that.
No hat today.
The lack of hat.
Well, when he walked in this morning, I said, "Oh, look at you, hatless Joe," and then you mentioned
you looked at me like. Scrunch your eyes. I'm like, yes, Jill, I shaved. You're like, that's the other thing.
The lack of hat is what's lack also disturbing about this.
Yes.
Can I tell our audience how I described your face?
Yes.
Slappable?
Yes.
Slappable.
Yeah.
You're very slappable, Bill. And I mean that in the best possible way.
Right, it's just a smooth skin. You're like, yeah, I get that.
There was a commercial in the 70s. Remember, it was like a shaving cream commercial and they like slid.
Yeah.
It would make a great sound. That?
Was it Gillette? It was like the aftershave.
Yeah.
Aquavelva?
Well, all I could say is Bill keeps touching himself, his face. He can't stop touching his face.
Oh, Jill.
Because it must feel different.
It does. It feels very weird.
Yeah.
There's no, I know.
You said it's been six, I mean, are we talking like pre-pandemic since you fully shaved?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, how about pandemic. Zero?
I have not shaved since I had kids. So 2015.
Wow.
They wouldn't recognize me. I can't shave now. They
Is
wouldn't
it
know me.
Like a superpower? Do you feel like you're missing part
it
of your...
Feels, it you're,
you feel
you're,
vulnerable?
I'm, you're right. I'm like doing this like on my chin. I'm like, oh my God, where's the beard? It's weird. It's very strange. All right,
is
Kathy
she do
is
a close up?
Yes, you can switch the camera.
On YouTube.
I was going to say we should probably break. Don't we have a... All right. Well, I don't because the
this
thing is...
This is when Bill is saying we should break. Kathy, you are off the rails.
Because there's a delay. So we're going to go to Dan, then you're going to go to me, then Jill. But you won't see it.
I shaved. Don't
what's the... Joe shaved too. That's right. Anyway, thank you. Yes, it's a little odd. So I have to get used to it.
It's the distance between your nose and your
it's gonna
upper
be
lip. That
weird on Saturday going to work in New York because I've only done Newsmax... Thomas is in a bad mood today. Look, he's waving.
We got a break.
All right, let's break. 6:57. AJ, you'll be first. Other side of the news next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
7:08 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Just a reminder, we are live on YouTube. Go to YouTube.com and just put in NJ 101.5. You'll see my smiling face. Click on it and you can watch what's going on in the studio. AJ, I'm going to get to you in a second. But first, Eric, I'm looking at the video from the protest. I think you had said this earlier. The reality is that the ICE agents, I think, not only showed incredible restraint, but there's clear provocation coming from the protesters, if you watch the video.
I mean, they were building barricades. At one point, they were digging stones up from the sidewalk to reinforce their barricades. And, you know, as you and I have talked, I mean, this fits the narrative. Mikey Sherrill knew she was not going to be admitted to Delaney Hall. Say whatever you want about Senator Kim. He did it the right way. He called Secretary Mullen and said, I want to exercise my right of congressional oversight. I'm going to show up on Monday. I want to verify that I'm going to have access to the facility. And DHS said, yes, you can have access to the facility. Mikey Sherrill has no such oversight.
That's right. Look, we are a nation of laws, as it were. And the reality is this is a federal issue. And, you know, I am concerned about how the governor is stirring the pot on this. Someone's going to get hurt. I mean, these are radicals, most of these protesters. You look at there's chalk marks on the ground and they're writing things like death to America.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not your friendly neighborhood protest. I'm sure there are some people there that genuinely expressing concern because they've got a loved one that's behind bars. That's absolutely possible.
Well,
I'm not going to dismiss
that. I mean, you and I both support the right to peaceable protest.
Yes.
That is your right as an American.
Right.
when you bring in, you know, paid professional actors and inciters, as we've seen has that's happened with some of these things, that's a entirely different thing.
Right. And, you know, and to the complaint about the food, kind of funny, actually, I'm laughing because half the stuff on your supermarket shelves is crap and poison. So I don't know. I mean, is it really all rotten? I doubt that. But you know what? Good on the prisoners. You guys figured it out. Just stop eating. I think they're just intermittent fasting. I think we ought to let this hunger strike. I think Tom Holman ought to relax a little bit. Tom, let him not eat. Who cares? Who cares? This is theater, everybody. Theater. Mikey Sherrill and Andy Kim are ginning up all the aggressive behavior because it works. It sells. I'm looking through X now. I mean, first of all, I'm getting pummeled now with ads on Vrbo. Because I mentioned it earlier, so there you go. But I'm looking through X. I asked Grok, I'm doing this now, for all you clickbaiters out there, I just said, hey, Grok, can you clarify this issue? They're beating up Trump for siding with Hochul on the vaccine mandate, some Supreme Court issue, and the Trump administration declined to fight something. So right away, the MAGA cult is like, oh my God, Trump hates us now. I'm like, relax, everybody. It was a procedural vote. But this is the problem, that we can't have a meaningful conversation because people react to a very isolated tweet about something or, you know, a zoomed in video of one guy getting pushed and all of a sudden it's like, oh, ICE hates Americans. I mean, I think everyone needs to relax and start thinking about what you're going to have for lunch. Just back away. Just if we all calm down, turned off the news for 20 minutes, put down the phone, you'd find that most of what you are angry about and agitated about, A, has nothing to do with you. B, you can't solve it. C, if you ignored it, it actually might go away. Because the only reason you've got ICE agents out there in battle gear is because you've got protesters digging up rocks in the street.
Cause and effect. Yeah. I mean, you cannot build a makeshift barricade to block access to a federal facility. No matter what you're protesting, you can't do that.
No. So, look, it's the other thing too. I mean, I don't know if it was the afternoon show talking about this, but somebody was. I heard in the overnight that the idea of protesters getting run over. And people are horrified by this. Like, let me tell you how you avoid getting run over if you're a protester. Don't stand in front of a car. That's it. That's right. My PSA for the day. If a truck is moving forward, get out of the way. Okay, I've now helped you. You're welcome. AJ, you will be first on the other side. I think it's time to really crack down on corporate greed in America, and I think it's time to hold the airlines accountable. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm not. You're going to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars, maybe more thousands on a vacation, on a trip, a business trip. You're going to see your grandkids or your kids, and you're going to wait for hours on end, and there's no apology. They're going to throw you $50. How about every time a flight is delayed, the CEO has to take a pay cut? How about that? I think it's time to hold American companies accountable the way the Europeans are now holding the airlines accountable. You gotta pay if you are delayed. AJ, you'll be first. Other side, 7:14, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
Hello. 7:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. All right, let's jump into it. AJ in Vineland, you work at Philly Airport. So, I mean, between the two delays, I'm going to get better service now because the EU and the UK forced the airlines to pay up. And I'm happy about that because it will, you know, we lost a day on the trip and it's completely aggravating. So here we are. What do you think, AJ?
Okay, well, I always tell my passengers, whenever you guys are booking flights, try to do as minimum connection times as possible because that's another thing that a lot of passengers have to deal with is missing their connecting flight. Or I try to say, listen, reroute yourself to another area because, you know, you're going through these airports and a lot of times you have weather delays, you have mechanical delays, you know, and it's always better just to, you know, be smart about booking your flight.
I'm happy to have a mechanical delay. I'd rather they fix the plane than it goes with something broken. But, you know, it's interesting, AJ. how they didn't flag our flight. It was delayed for so many hours on the way out, yet they couldn't get the lights turned off. Like, how does that even happen? At some point, they're going to have to solve that before the next flight. But right. I'm okay going after these big companies. You know, people try to act like, oh, it's capitalism and free markets. No, it's not. Yeah. These guys are subsidized at so many levels with the tax breaks and that they get. I mean, there's so much corporate welfare out there that I don't buy it. I think these companies get to a certain point where they're so big, they're a quasi-government. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm done. Hold them accountable. Let the billion-dollar executives make a couple of bucks less and make it more convenient for the rest of us. What do you think?
They can definitely, you know, do better. These airlines can definitely do better, you know. And I see how these baggage handlers handle the bags, and I'm just looking at them. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, right?
I know. See it firsthand.
Well, how long have you been working at Philly Airport?
Over 4 years.
All right. So do you love the job?
Oh, I love my job. I love being at the airport. I love airplanes. I love the people.
Yeah.
So I can see a lot of improvements that could be made.
Yeah, I think the challenge, AJ, is they don't ask the guys on the ground. Like, ask the guys handling the bags what they need to do to make that system more efficient. And I'll bet you'll get some great ideas. And most companies don't do that. They're led from the top down. And that's a challenge because you got these rich fat cats sitting behind their boardroom doors, and, you know, they're making their money and they're dealing in percentages. They're like, well, a certain percentage of flights are delayed and, you know, our track record's pretty good. Well, unless you're the guy getting stuck with the delay, and honestly, 24 hours, that's inexcusable. Inexcusable.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, come on.
That's for sure.
And on the way back, and then, like, the fact that there was no protocol, now they might say, well, we would have, if I had given a choice, fly with the lights stuck on, or delay, I would have flown with the lights stuck on. I would, if given that choice, I'd do it every time. But that isn't the point. The point is that they're not held accountable to make your experience better or efficient. And
there are laws, though. There are laws on the FAA website that if you actually are delayed, you actually have some sort of compensation. You got to look for.
I think it depends. They don't have the same rules that the EU has. The EU and the UK. Right. Have the 3-hour rule. If you're delayed more than 180 minutes, they owe you. And I'm going to find out hopefully in the next day or so, and I'll report back. I'll let everybody know. We got a nice payback on the flight over from United. Not going to cover the cost of the flight, but, you know, to be fair, I did get there. So it'll offset some of the extra costs that we had because of the delay. But anyway, thanks, AJ. Appreciate your call. Do you agree that... it's time to start treating some of these big companies like government and make them accountable. Make them pay. I say make them pay. I'm sick and tired of big corporate taking advantage of their customers and just ignoring the fact that things have gotten so much worse and people are so complacent now. I mean, even in our group conversation, we're like, well, it was only delayed 3 hours. Like, we've now come to accept crappy service. It shouldn't have taken me 4 calls to get to an American to get my problem solved. And by the way, she solved it. So it raises the question, is the entire system just set to wear you down so you don't go fight for what's yours? What's been your customer service experience? 1-800-283-101.5. 728. Eric Scott with the news next. 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. I do need to talk about the food a little bit, Eric and Jill.
I heard that the food was not good in London.
Everyone says that. It could not be further from the truth.
Really?
Well, you're living with a butcher.
I wrote an article. Well, yes. Charlie's the head of sales at a company called H.G. Walter. They supply the meat to about 1,000 restaurants now.
Okay.
And the food, pound for pound, is, I think it's better because you're not getting you're getting a lot of ethnic foods that are authentic and real. The Indian food is among the best, I think, in the world. If you like Indian food.
I would. So here's the weird thing. Sandra always said she didn't like Indian food. The last time we were in the Dominican, they had an Indian restaurant on the property.
Did you love it?
And we went there for dinner three times. times. She loved it. And I was talking to the resort manager. He goes, yeah, we brought in a fairly well-known chef from India to come in and open this restaurant. It's become our most popular.
It's delicious if you like spice.
How new is this? Because when I was in England, this was, we're going back 25 years, everything was just like boiled. Like, you'd be in this fabulous looking restaurant and you're thinking, this has got to be good.
I think
and
the restaurants in London is better than New York.
It's got to be better now.
Yeah, better than
maybe
New York.
The Indian influence, because I do not remember seeing
Everything. The steakhouses. The Italian food is better. Everything's better because
But the ingredients are so much different.
Yes, the ingredients are better. That's exactly it. They're not, their crap food is still crap food. Their fish and chips is still, seed oil and garbage. Yep. And you look through, you got to shop. You got, same thing here. But pound for pound, it's just a lighter culture, a little bit. And I think that you can get reservations at these places, and your food, your pricing for your higher end restaurants, comparable to New York. Still, unreachable for a lot of people. Yeah. And, and that stinks. Except you walk down the street, you pop into a pub, and you get the big thing in London is the Sunday roast.
Okay.
So we did a Sunday roast at a pub called the Hawthorn, and it's just this little tucked out of the way in a neighborhood pub. It was some of the best pork belly I've ever had. They do a pork belly roast where you get the crispy skin and the melty fat. And I mean, it's just unbelievable. So yeah, I think the food pound for pound is better. It's a real restaurant scene. 25 years ago, it was different. I agree.
We've noticed that when we've traveled, because you don't have all of the crap and garbage added into, one of the reasons I like Chef Andrea at Luca's in Bordentown is because I know where he's sourcing his stuff from, right? I mean, the stuff that's being imported is good stuff from Europe. Although he says a lot of times they can't do that because of the FDA rules where you have to add certain things to meat and, other fresh ingredients, or they won't allow you to import it.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
The FDA works against us. I mean, for example, they don't wash their eggs with the commercial process that we have here, so the eggs are on the shelf.
You don't have to put them in the fridge.
Guess what? The eggs are better. The eggs taste better.
Yeah, the eggs are not in the fridge.
You get more orangey, yellowy, like a darker, deeper yolk.
Yeah.
It's just so much.
The more orange the yolk, the more nutritious it is. Yeah. And
the beef is better?
I never had to refrigerate eggs until I moved to New Jersey because we got them all from the poultry farm I worked at.
I think it's everywhere. I don't think you can buy them anywhere. I mean, we need to lighten up. We need to start selling. I mean, even in the cheese shops, like you've got a choice. Not you can buy the raw cheese. You don't have to, but their raw cheese, you wouldn't even know it. The cheese selections are just, they're so much different because they don't have the same regulations we have here. And I think it's made the food better. I think we were told one thing, and then if you are flying through an airport, Heathrow was not what it is today 30 years ago. Heathrow is one of the best airports. The food's good at Heathrow. It's a great airport.
So that was segueing to my next question for you, because you had these horrible flight delays.
Yeah.
And you of course, they're not going to eat airplane food.
No, I don't eat airplane.
BYO, did you have some twigs or tallow in your pocket?
I didn't eat.
You didn't have to get through TSA with a piece of tallow?
I did. I should have packed my own tallow. No, I just didn't.
For the plane.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took it as a fast.
Well, that's a long fast.
Yeah, it was long. It was, I was fasting. It could have, it was almost, I mean, in like Delaney Hall. It's like I was on a hunger strike. I did my own hunger strike.
That's a pretty brilliant way to bring it right back.
My own hunger strike. Oh, my God. But real quick on the Delaney Hall thing, I do think, again, it's like clickbait misinformation. The governor's doing her thing. And you said an interesting thing. Andy Kim went about it the right way to get his tour because he has legal access
a
United States Senator.
Has oversight. Yep.
Now, him being in the crowd is another thing. And I think that they're all crossing the line because they want this to be something that it's not. It's the reason that you have these paid agitators that really gin up the crowd. We saw this with the feds on January 6th. We saw it with the whoever was behind the protest in Minnesota where that woman got shot. Like, the right, it's happening on the right, it's happening on the left. Now we know it was, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, that most of what you're seeing out there, guys, is left-wing agitation, most of it, even when it is a right-wing protest. That's what we learned from that Southern Poverty Law Center being exposed, that they were spending millions and millions of dollars because the clickbait news wins, whether it's a right-side issue or a left-side issue. And that's what you got to start learning. Like, people are all upset. The MAGA world's all confused today because Trump posted a picture of him rhino hunting with a big gun and a dead rhino. And then you've got the other side. He endorses Lindsey Graham and goes after his opponent and attacks him. Meanwhile, the opponent votes with Trump 100%, is with him 100% of the time. Same thing with the Massey thing. They redefine a term. The term rhino has been redefined. If I'm a rhino,
many times.
You've redefined it.
Yeah, many times.
Right?
Yeah,
how many times I've been called the right-wing crazy guy, that crazy Trump guy, but all of a sudden I run for office, I'm a rhino. Like, it's redefined to fit a narrative, and I think that's what we're seeing at Delaney Hall.
And that's right. When Mikey Sherrill started all of her anti-ICE policies, you and I talked about that and said, you know, it's almost like they're hoping for a conflict, for a confrontation, for violence to fit that narrative. Yeah. And they almost pulled it off on Monday if it were not for the restraint of the immigration agents. And they're being hounded for, you know, releasing pepper spray or whatever. But if you really look at the video, there's tremendous restraint on the part of the federal agents. And, you know, they were just, I think by the very nature of the governor going up there on Memorial Day and the rest of the congressional delegation, and Ross Baraka was there and, you know, MacIver was also back there now, it just sought to incite the crowd.
They dropped the charges on her, right, for smacking the that ICE agent? Or did they? Is that still going?
Yeah, that's still going.
That'd be interesting to see if members of Congress actually held accountable for assaulting a police officer. I doubt it. I'd like to know when they're going to arrest Mikey Sherrill. At what point are we going to put up with this agitator in chief who is just literally, she's almost like a keyboard warrior that she can go show up when it's calm, then step back, and from the social media and media perspective, say crazy things about the deplorable conditions. First of all, I don't even believe that. Number one. Number two, who cares? Who cares? What, are we going to pay for filet mignon now? Are we getting five-star dinners for these guys? I don't really care if they're eating gruel off the floor. It doesn't matter to me. You know why? Because they're here illegally. Many of them are rapists and killers and robbers and thugs and everything in between. So I don't know about you. I'm not that concerned about the conditions inside of Delaney Hall, whether they're good or bad. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Are you paying attention to this? Because something bad is going to happen in this state in the next 24 hours if someone doesn't dial back the governor and the other agitators. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:47 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
7:54 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back into it. Go to John in Bedford talking about this Delaney Hall. I think it's this whole thing is just theater. It's theater on all sides. I mean, you've got on the right, you've got theater with Trump redefining a rhino just to suit his own personal endorsement agenda. And then you've got the Democrats, for their part, making stuff up. Now they're talking about, oh, the conditions are bad. The food is rotting inside Delaney Hall. Just silly. Do you realize how well we treat these illegal criminals and in so many of these lockups? They're getting better health care than some of the folks living in New York City public housing. I can tell you that. Better living conditions, too. So it's all theater. It's all nonsense. I say let them eat gruel. We're probably paying too much for the food anyway. Let's go to John in Bedford. What do you think, John? You don't like it?
I think you're a moron.
Okay.
Quite frankly.
Excellent.
I think you're a lowlife. I mean, you're talking about people that you have no
you know, no clue of. You know, you're one of those rich hopscops from Princeton that you think you know every rapist. You have a rapist in office that you support full-heartedly, a child rapist, no less. You have a felon that you support wholeheartedly. Wait, and you're worried that? About working people?
Are you talking about Donald Trump? You're trumping up those old debunked nonsense charges
that he didn't
Trump?
Want to sleep with his daughter?
Oh, God.
Well, he's not. Oh, come on. Epstein is all over his whole background. He's smothered in Epstein.
You're trying to say that Epstein wasn't his friend?
He wasn't involved in Epstein? He isn't a pedophile? You're trying to say this in front of everybody with a straight face?
John, let me ask you this.
You're a lowlife, Bill. You should get off the air and you should be ashamed of yourself. You're hanging with a rapist, a child rapist. That's who your best friend is. That's who your leader is.
Well, you can ask Donald Trump. I'm pretty sure we're not best friends. If you heard me, John, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt here. Maybe you didn't hear me. I have been very balanced with my criticism of both the Trump administration and the Biden administration. But in this particular case, this is a no-brainer. You've got bad people locked up. I say serve them gruel. I don't want to pay tax dollars for them to get filet mignon.
What makes them bad people, Bill? You don't know anybody. What do you mean bad people? They came over here to work for their children.
Who?
What do you mean? You don't know them, Bill. You only know them when they're doing your roof or they're washing your toilets. That's the only time you see them. What do you mean, bad people?
The guys at Delaney Hall are cleaning my toilet? I got to call the cops. I didn't invite them in.
You don't think the people from Red Bank or Princeton get locked up in Delaney Hall, huh, Bill? You think it's just the bad guys in Delaney Hall, huh, Bill?
What's so interesting is you've literally had an entire argument with yourself over the past 3 minutes. I'm impressed, John. I'm impressed with the circular logic.
I'm just ashamed of you and every Trump pansy out there. You're a red radio station in a blue state. You're a propaganda station, and everybody knows it. You know, everybody jumps on board with Trump. Who in their right mind jumps on board with Trump? Why would a radio station do it? Because it's a propaganda network. You got to grow up, Bill. Get a real job, man. Get a real goddamn job.
All right, John. Thank you for playing on today's preview of What's to Come with the Hate-O-Meter coming up at 8:30. Derek, hang in there. You'll be first after the news. This is next.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. I want to thank that last caller, John, for giving us a little bit of a live 8-O-Meter today on this Wednesday. Let's start with Lewis in Summit. Hey, Lewis.
Yes, hello, Bill.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good morning. I'm doing great. It's why I missed being here. I get a call like John, and he's angry, and boy, there were so many words he had for him. But, you know, I want to thank him because he didn't curse, Lewis. Had he cursed, we would have had to dump the call, and then you lose all that deliciousness. What do you got? What do you think?
I'm going to try to bring it back into the middle of the road here. Let's do it. I'm a MAGA patriot. I've listened to you on the radio. I definitely don't agree with everything. However, my new outlook on everything is compromise. That's my new favorite word.
Okay.
Instead of listening to everything that we don't like about each other, you know, on both sides, and that it can be, you know, numerous and whatever, I am looking to where can we compromise? Where can we agree? And that is more important.
I like that a lot. Yep. I think you're right. And that's kind of why I look at this Delaney Hall thing, and neither side wants to compromise on this. And the reality is that we shouldn't even be talking about it. The truth is these guys should have never been in the country in the first place. We can argue over, you know, what they're being served for food. And, you know, I'm going to make the argument that gruel is just fine. Give them a bucket of slop and let them eat, because I don't care. You're in that situation. You put yourself into that situation, and that's what you get. But I also understand on the other side, and I said this earlier, there are people out there protesting because they know some of the guys that are back there. And they've got every right to be out there protesting and upset if they don't like the conditions. But the challenge, Lewis, is before we get to compromise, we've got to get past all the clickbait and the vitriol and the hate, because it's not productive.
You're right. Absolutely. And I've turned a new leaf over in my life, and I'm definitely 100% MAGA patriot. I still don't like Thomas Massie, but I don't hate him. I just don't like him, and I don't agree with what he was doing with his votes and everything. But that aside,
but what? Like, let me ask you though, Lewis. Massie tweeted out earlier yesterday, and he talked about, he's like, look, I still oppose the Big Beautiful Bill, and I've said this. I benefited personally from the Big Beautiful Bill. Well, I also benefited on my taxes because I had no income for 7 months when I was running for governor. So I took a huge financial hit to run. And because of that, I'm going to get a couple of bucks back from the IRS this year. It's the first time in a long time. So I'll take it. But the reason, but the real reason is because they raised the SALT deduction up to $40,000. That was in the Big Beautiful Bill. That helped me directly. But, Lewis, I'm telling you, I would have voted against it anyway, because this idea that Republicans are adding trillions of dollars to the deficit and the debt, someone has to stop the buck. Someone. And yeah. MAGA is not doing it. Trump is not doing it. He's a big letdown when it comes to the budget.
When it comes to Massie, the reason that I don't like Massie is because he did one thing. He was like, oh, my opponent, Ed Gallerein, he's probably in Tel Aviv, which was just the most dishonest thing, because his biggest donor is a Jewish guy. So for him to, like, just call out Jews and then turn around, and if you look at who's Massey's biggest campaign contributor, he's a Jew, then it's just like, dude, you know what? I don't need that kind of hypocrisy.
I understand your point, but this is actually why I'll even double down and say I support him even more, for this reason, that he was not making it a Jewish, non-Jewish. It was not about religion. He was specifically calling out Gallerein because of AIPAC. And AIPAC, they had to take the tweet down. They basically tweeted out after the race, say, don't mess with us, because if you get to disagree with us for a few minutes, and then we're going to come down on you like a ton of bricks. I'm paraphrasing. Whatever they said was even far more sinister. But the reality is, you've got this American-Israeli PAC, and people think, oh, they're just there to advocate for Israel. No, they're not. They are there specifically to buy votes. They go in.
And I'll say this.
Yeah.
Democrat Jews in this country are definitely voting the wrong way. So
of course,
if there's people out there that look at the Jewish people or Israel and are like, you know, they're like, oh, we're supporting them. Well, look who the biggest richer ones are, and then you're going to see that it's split. It's split.
It's the party of Trump that supports Israel.
And even some Democrats are split, you know?
Because you're right. Most Jewish voters vote Democrat, but the truth is it's the Republicans who've been pro-Israel from the beginning. And I remain pro-Israel, but I'd like to see AIPAC have to register as a foreign agent. I don't like to see this money dumped in from foreign folks that are advocating for somebody else's national interest over ours. And I think that it's come to a head. It's why a lot of young voters are now not supporting Israel. So I've said this to my Jewish friends. I said, you're making a mistake. You double down on AIPAC, you double down hating Massie, you are going to create a level of anti-Semitism that is much higher than it was before. And anti-Semitism is a real thing that you have to guard against and stop it. But they're making it worse by shoving politicians like Ed Gallerein down our throat and saying that the angle we have to take on the war has to be in the best interest of Israel as well. And I don't buy that. I don't buy that. It's a foreign country, whether we support them or not. Anyway, I got to jump, Lewis. It's always good to talk to you. I do appreciate the back and forth. Derek, you hang in there. You'll be first on the other side of traffic. What's the next?
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
8:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So we were talking about the fact that both sides can barely communicate. And, you know, I do think it's important that we get into details before we start fighting and hating each other over stupid things in politics that in many cases have nothing to do with your real life. People are so up in arms over this Delaney Hall thing. I'm like, I don't know, feed them gruel and move on. Let's go to Jonathan in Tom's River. What do you got, Jonathan?
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
Good
morning.
Morning. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to thank you for pointing out on the year before how a political pack, APAC, does not necessarily represent what Jews think. I'm personally Jewish. I'm a religious Jew. And I really appreciate hearing that because people don't want to say it. You say that you're an anti-Semite today.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Thanks for calling, Jonathan. Thank you for saying that, and you're welcome. I've been saying this for so many years that years ago, you could criticize the Israeli government and have a legitimate conversation, right? I was very critical of Israel during COVID. They forced their population to get the vaccine. They were wildly discriminatory. I mean, literally, you know, unvaccinated beach chairs versus vaccinated beach chairs. It was horrible. And I called them out then. And you know what's funny? During COVID, nobody called me anti-Semitic for doing that because I'm not anti-Semitic. I can be critical of our biggest ally in the Middle East, however, because I am an American and I pay taxes. When it comes to APAC, you can't even say boo about APAC without the world coming down on you like, you must hate Jews. What? How do we get to that point that we can't even discuss that APAC has gotten behind some pretty horrible candidates over the years? This is, and it's not about promoting Jewish candidates. It's not about promoting pro-Israeli candidates. It's about bullying people in and out of races. And they don't like one thing that they hear, boom, they come down on you. And if you criticize, you are anti-Semitic. And you know what's sad, Jonathan? It's the same people on the right that would have called out anybody in Black Lives Matter to say, if you don't support Black Lives Matter, you're a racist. No, I'm not. But I don't support you guys because you're a bunch of communists who hate cops. I can call that out without being a racist. So anyway, that's where we are today, right? It's disappointing.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thank you for calling and pointing that out, Jonathan. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good one. All right, Derek, I promise this time you will be first on the other side of the news with Eric Scott.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hadometer.
.38 on New Jersey 101.5. It is that time of the week again. Boy, you know, I have to say, Thomas and Eric, coming back to the Hadometer as my Monday is just really, really good.
Like, yeah, you cheated.
Right? I kind of did. I cheated the week. Is this just a three-day week?
Well, yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. How about that? And it starts with the Hadometer? I mean, you can't. We had a little bit of live hate earlier, and I don't know that Eric heard it. So, Thomas, I'm going to ask you to pull that for next week because it was
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, we can replay it.
Well, it was chock full of some really good stuff, and he just kept going. And what was really good is he didn't curse, so none of it got dumped.
So you don't have to bleep it.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Even better.
So all right. So I was gone, across the pond now for a week. I wasn't sure if the Hadometer would have anything, considering I haven't said anything publicly for 6 days, but apparently I was wrong.
Oh, it still goes, no matter what.
The hate continues. All right. Yeah. What do we got, Producer Thomas?
Our first one here is Thomas Phelan on X.
All right, Thomas Phelan. Let's hear it, Kathy.
Remember when you helped Mikey Sherrill win by campaigning against Jack? We do. Shut your subverter pie hole.
Oof. Wow.
No cursing there.
No cursing. I think subverter.
That's fun to say.
The way he said, or the way you say it, the way it was intended, it almost sounds like it could be something that would not get past the FCC. Right? The way it's sort of.
I had to look it up.
It pushes the envelope a little bit.
Yeah.
So he's really saying two things here. I subverted. And I have a pie hole. The pie hole I like because that's like a throwback to, a 90s military movie showing boot camp.
That's right.
Shut your pie hole. Exactly. I don't ever remember in the Marine Corps anybody ever calling it a pie hole, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was. I'm not sure if that was just for the movies, but maybe they did. I just don't remember. But I'll say because we never got pie. Where's my pie?
So it can't be a pie hole.
Well, the implication is you're stuffing your face with pie, but I don't ever recall pie in the military. But anyway, that's another story. I don't know, Eric. What do you score this one? I mean, you've got me campaigning against Jack and for Cheryl. I don't remember being on the Cheryl campaign bus. I must have. Maybe I blacked out. I don't know. I don't recall that.
I don't know. I think it was. I'd give that a 2.5.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Because it, what I like about it is it's just angry, but I like invoking the pie hole because that gives it a boom. It's a punch on the end.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah. 2.5. I like that. All right. Let's keep going.
The second one here is Dawn on X.
Dawn on X. All right. Let's hear it.
Bill has turned out to be a real hole.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Just for good measure, let's hear that again, because a double
Bill
beat
has turned out to be a real hole.
Wow.
I mean, don't know what she's upset about.
Well, that was going to be my question. What's the context of this? Because she put, and would that be an adjective, the ing word on the end, an adverb? I don't know my grammar right now. What would the description of the term? I should ask Grok this offline. I'm going to ask Grok. How would you, is this a complete sentence? I think it is.
I think it is.
And yeah. What's interesting is I turned out to be. Like, it was, I was baking in the oven. They were going to see how this turned out. And they're like, not good. She's angry.
Yeah.
Like that. What was the emoji? I'm just curious. What was her profile picture? Was it a real human being? Was it?
I believe it was her, yes.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Well, thank you, Dawn. I think that, I mean, that is good. It's to the point. Two bleeps in a row. Is that our first double bleep?
I think so. It did not turn out to be as, or sound as good as I hoped it does, but it proves a point.
I think my advice on this one, I think we should slow it down. So you got, if you got the ing in there, bleep ing, bleep hole, I think it would have been.
It's possible.
Don't you think it would be more, you'd understand it easier.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but we'll go 3.5.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep moving.
This third one here is Mr. Kit and Kev on X.
Kit and Kev, huh?
Yeah.
You're a disappointment, Bill.
Huh.
That's it.
That's it? That's the post?
Yeah.
I did like the way you read it, though, Eric. I think you enjoyed that.
I enjoy every one of them.
Yeah, you enjoyed the disappointment. Again, what's the context? Am I disappointing because I can't keep it straight anymore. The guy that called hating earlier hates me because of how pro-Trump I am.
Right. But and then there's others who hate you.
Because they're like, you're anti-Trump.
Because you're anti-Trump.
So what am I? Am I pro-Trump?
This was
am I anti-Trump?
Post. If I'm remembering correctly, this was a Massey post.
You know, the whole Tom Massey controversy fed the hate-o-meter
so
for
it's probably
solid 2 weeks.
Republican telling you that you're a disappointment.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, well, good. And I also like that it's... I have to say, guys, I don't know that I would qualify that as hate. It's almost like this person is sad.
I know. I think it would. Because you know what it feels like? It feels like your third grade teacher. Like you didn't do good on the spelling test.
Like you get out of high school, you go off to get something and your career falls apart. You're like, you're just such a disappointment.
Yeah, like your third grade teacher comes back and you're like, do you know what, Bill?
Yeah.
Disappointment.
Do you think, though, that what it tells me is this person had high hopes, though?
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Like they really high hopes. So I clearly have disappointed them. Who was that again? This was Kit and Kev?
Yeah, this was Kit and Kev.
Kit meaning a name, or was there a kitten involved in the making of this post?
I don't think a kitten wrote this post.
Okay.
But this was Kit and Kev, yes.
All right, let's go with our fourth and final one of this hate-o-meter.
Yes, this last one is Jack Thorne Sr. on Facebook.
Jack Thorne Sr. on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay.
Bill, I see you're still butthurt that Trump didn't endorse you. What a shame. You've become a disgrace to New Jersey.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, now that proves your point.
Thank you. Right? So at the beginning, right, I'm pro-Trump, I'm not pro-Trump. They're really not sure. They just, it shows, the point I was making is the hate, no matter what I say, it becomes the context. So if I criticize President Trump on something, obviously I'm a rhino Trump-hating leftist.
Yeah.
And if I praise President Trump, I'm a pedophile-supporting, God knows, whatever our friend John was saying online. This is almost two things here. Because if let's just say, for example, in context, we asked the president to stay out of the race, not endorse, but that's, you know, nuances.
Facts.
Right. Facts. They're stubborn things. They're just stubborn things. But that aside, I feel like, let's just say I was, quote, but hurt over the non-endorsement. Let's just say that for argument's sake.
Yes.
How is that disgraceful to New Jersey as a whole?
Good question.
Mm. Right? You see what I mean?
That's like one where you might be overanalyzing a little bit.
I think he's kind of conflating two things. Yeah, I think he's lumping himself in with all of New Jersey. And I don't know that that's... I don't know.
I think he's mad that you're butthurt. And I think he, in his mind, he thinks what you've become ever since the moment that Trump didn't endorse you. The snowball effect has become...
That's a good insight.
...become a disgrace.
Yeah.
You should get another tooth pulled.
See what happens.
I think that has you are just, you are enlightened. That was really good.
See what happens when you graduate college.
And there you go.
My tooth getting pulled was me getting wisdom. You think?
Possible.
It let the wisdom out.
Tooth. Look, he came in today. He's like, you know, I'm in kind of a bad mood. Had a tooth pulled. But not really. You're sharp. You're on target. You're
spot
on.
Is that the dumb tooth? You think?
Maybe they pulled the dumb tooth.
Yeah.
That happens. It drags you down. It's extra weight. You didn't need that damn tooth.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate the participation this morning.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hadometer.
Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Zero.
8:54 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Just a reminder, we are live on YouTube. Go to YouTube.com and just search for NJ1015. I just want to make a point, Matt on YouTube. talking about bone marrow, and there's a whole discussion now about roasted bone marrow, and I see it because I'm looking at the chat, and Jill said, you know, the chat on YouTube is actually following the show, having a whole conversation about what we're talking about, and then this random chat thread about bone marrow and pork belly. Let me tell you something. The pork belly, we get it at the Amish market. You can get it with the ribs, and you can roast them together. It's one of the greatest things you'll ever have. And then the bone marrow, we buy the bones from the Amish market, have them cut them in half long ways, and roast them. And Jody's got this salad, this oil-based vinegar. It's delicious with parsley. I'll get the recipe, and I will post the bone marrow. We've got some in the freezer. We're going to make it this week, so I'll let you know. All right, 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. I want to ask you: Are you just sick and tired of politics? Do you agree with me that it's time to just kind of tune it out and put the phone down and start thinking about what you're going to have for lunch instead? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 8:55 is the time. Jenner Sillo coming back with the news in 4 minutes.
Start your day with Bill Spadia. Keep it going with Judy and EJ. Ride home with Dubinsky and more. We're New Jersey 101.5.
9:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So those of you watching the video on YouTube, it's YouTube.com, and just check out NJ 101.5.
We have a new face.
Got a new face, Jen. You're not happy about it. You don't like it.
No, I'm all right with it.
I shaved.
I noticed.
Let me tell you what happened. So I'm having a conversation at Newsmax, and I'm back on this weekend. And I think this is their humor. There's a string of emails going back and forth, and it's about my face, which is weird to begin with.
What was its subject line in that email? Spadia's mug.
So one of the bosses has one of the IT guys do a mock-up of what my face would look like without a beard. So they took a headshot, and they did AI. Well, I looked like a burn victim. So I emailed back. I'm like, okay, I get it. But this is not funny. Like that. Let's not let that picture go anywhere. Please.
Please tell me you and have I, it
and
somewhere.
I'm not vain, but you know, there's certain things that you would like to keep it a little toned down. Obviously with my holes in my elbows and, you know, the hat that I usually wear anyway, but I said, okay, I get the hint. So I shaved.
See, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. You know, I've decided that it wasn't worth it. Like they were so.
I don't get it though.
Serious about it.
I see. Now I think the facial hair made you so much more commanding.
Hmm.
I'm saying this with a straight face. Don't ask
you
me.
You are
how.
Saying with a straight face.
Authoritative. Like, no, yeah. But I also like facial hair on dudes.
Funny. I think it's friendlier. Like, I think it's more news anchory.
I don't
to
think
have,
I've ever known you without it.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
I stopped shaving in right around COVID. Probably before, a little before.
Well, you got to a point where you had that, like, you know, I'm stuck like in an Alaskan log cabin look for a while.
It got too long.
You got grizzly.
So yeah. What happened was I had this conversation. Elizabeth, my daughter, was busting on me. She's like, Dad, for some reason, your beard has always been a source of controversy. So I came back from vacation. I took 2 weeks off when I worked in real estate. I came back and I let it grow for 2 weeks. So it was just 2 weeks. Wasn't, you know, long beard. Yeah, it was just a beard. And there were meetings, there were conversations. They were literally were buzzing in upper management about, was I going through a midlife crisis? Like, wow, he hasn't shaved. He's got, there were people that talked to me. They're like, we'd really appreciate it if you would shave.
Wow.
So I held out. I waited about 2 months because I was angry. I'm like, come on, it's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
And I ended up shaving because I'm like, pick your battles. So then I let it grow back. And then I got offered the job at Chasing News.
Isn't that
now we're going
funny?
Back to 2012, 2013.
But that's what I'm saying. You got offered a job in TV with the beard.
With the beard.
Now it's the opposite.
And I'm at, no, but listen to this. I'm at a meeting. So it's me and Jerry, my producer, and Dennis, who was the guy that worked at Fox, who was kind of putting the show together. And they start talking about me. And I'm like, guys, you know, I'm sitting right here. I'm literally right here. They're like, yeah, we're talking about your beard. I'm like, I know, because we are literally at the same table.
Oh, my God.
So they had a 10-minute conversation about, well, does it make them look more credible, less credible? They concluded that they would have another meeting that I was not going to be at. So they did. And a day later, like, okay, we've decided you have to shave. Like, so I shaved.
Because I don't understand
it. Yeah. So then COVID hits and I'm like, oh, the show got canceled. Seven-year run, by the way. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But it got canceled. And then I'm like, okay, I'm done shaving. I want to go back to, because I like not shaving.
I like facial hair.
Yeah, so now it's been, almost 7 years.
Yeah.
And anyway, Aaron, that's it. It's gone. The beard is gone.
Right now, not a fan, but I'll get used to it.
It's a little shocking because I look different.
Well, Dan Zero, I heard this morning calling it jarring. I'm like, oh, this I have to see.
He walked in and he was visibly shocked.
So I also think it makes you look younger, which could be a good thing, but.
Could be a good thing.
Yes. But like
son. All the new television talent, much younger than me.
My son is going to be 24 and he has the beard and everything. And when he shaved it, I'm like, grow it back. And he's like, really? And I'm just like, please. He looks like a baby. I think he looks like a man. I like it.
I didn't do it for any effect. I just
liked it. Yeah.
I liked it. It was, and by the way, way easier once a week to trim a beard than to have to shave every day. So I don't know. I think.
All right. Well,
what does your family think? Your daughter,
Jody,
your
likes
son,
it.
Your wife?
My kids don't know because we were on the phone yesterday. I shaved when I got home from London.
Oh, you didn't shave before you went?
No, I did.
Okay.
But Jody likes it.
Jody likes it.
Yeah,
Jody, I want to hear what the kids said.
The funniest thing is when Jill walked in this morning, she took back. She's like, oh, you look different without the hat.
That's such a Jill thing.
I said, Jill, I actually shaved. She's like, oh, my God. So anyway, you can check it out. The Naked Face on YouTube.com at NJ1015. All right. I'll be back on the other side. There's something I want to rant about.
No.
Yeah, I
really?
Know. I know.
Wow.
It's coming.
All right.
9:14. Fast traffic gets to when the next.
Spring in New Jersey means real conversations with real New Jerseyans. We're New Jersey 101.5.
Bro. 923 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So a lot of comments on the YouTube app. Jill, I know you noticed this. Dan, I don't know if you have the YouTube up, if you see it. But the great thing about the streaming on YouTube is that you have closed caption. So it's reading. There's a transcript of everything we're saying. Now, what's interesting, because I'm looking at the chat. So Sergio, I want to thank Sergio. Did a great job getting this up and running. Thank you, Sergio.
Yesterday
fantastic
too.
Job. Yep. He comes in. He's like, you know, you ought to look at the chat. It's really relevant to the show. I'm reading this. I'm like, okay. First thing I see, has anyone tried roasted bone marrow? relevant to which show?
These are our people. They get us.
They do.
And they're also knocking you off track, which is dangerous.
Well, there's that. And then there's the guy saying, hey, I'm watching Barney Miller.
Yeah, because we have TV land on in the back.
That's true. I had Sanford and Son on earlier. Uh-huh. I know. No, I'm thinking I will have a different channel. We'll take like viewer requests. What do you want to have on?
What is this? Partridge Family. Nice. Come on, get happy.
Right?
My TV. Yeah.
So it's just interesting, but I do have a bone marrow recipe.
Mm-hmm. A mayonnaise. They were talking about your mayonnaise.
Oh, the man. Actually, I think I've written about that. There's a post that shows you step by step how to make the mayo. It's
we
delicious,
need to come up with your own, like tweak it a little bit so it's your own specific recipe, and we
like
could call
a secret,
it like Spadianese.
With a secret ingredient or something.
Yeah, so it's like
well, it's your... I can say that I do that now. I don't the recipe. I got it from Rosebeth, my assistant. She's like, this is good. I changed it because it was too loose. I wanted it a little thicker.
Now we can copyright this.
And I'm adding one of my favorite mustards, Coleman's. Now, if you've never had Coleman's mustard.
One of my favorite mustards.
I have multiple levels of favorites when it comes to mustards.
Okay.
I love mustard. But it's hard to buy mustard because there's a lot of crap in it. You got to buy the right mustard. So I went shopping for mustard yesterday.
And what's your favorite mustard?
The Mai. It's M-A-I-L-L-E. It's a French mustard. They're Dijon. But you've got to buy it at the supermarket. When you buy it from Amazon, it has a different preservative in it.
How about that? Yes.
Because they've got to have a store it longer. It's different when it comes to
kind of stability when
that?
It gets shipped.
How about
okay.
that? Because but there's a mustard called Coleman.
Coleman.
C-O-L-E-M-A-N. Maybe it's Coleman's. I don't know if it's two N's in the end.
Coolers and mustard.
But it comes in a small glass jar, and it's super hot.
And you add that to your
Spadianese. I add it to the Spadianese.
To the mayo?
Yes, a little bit. A little bit. Not much.
Today we learned that Spadia is a condiment expert.
I know a lot about condiments. I also appreciate ketchup. Jody does not like ketchup. Oof. Producer Kristen,
if you remember, you couldn't even say ketchup. I know.
Yeah. Yes, there was a phobia.
She had a real issue with that. Mm-hmm. But I used to like mayonnaise, and then I weaned myself off of mayonnaise because when I started realizing what is in your store-bought mayo, you don't want to eat that. So I make my own, and it's good.
I get that because, like, mayo off the shelf, I don't touch it. But, like, a good aioli,
if someone makes it at home.
In a restaurant. 100%. Delicious. I am totally there for that.
Totally different. Yeah. Right? All right. Thank you. I wanted to rant about something, and I've
we
lost the thread.
Talking about bone marrow, mayo, and condiments.
So it worked.
Calming you down. And our YouTube chat, I feel like it's got a little more intelligence to it.
I'm going to say less hate and less vitriol on the YouTube commenters are actually... participating. Now, somebody said, I don't like this because they can't respond to us, but we can listen to the show. I'm going to respond to you on the YouTube chat on the show. So let me have it if you need to. All right. It's youtube.com, NJ1015, 928. Eric Scott, Jenner Sillo with your news next. 9:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I just want to say a couple things about you were talking about auto insurance, Jen, right? It's we're up double digits, right?
Can you believe that?
Well, I've been talking about this for a long time. I was calling out this auto insurance debacle years ago. And if you remember, I said it's one of the reasons why my son is now a resident and a registered voter and driver in California.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got my insurance bill, and I've got great insurance. And, New Jersey Manufacturers is fantastic. It's relatively inexpensive compared
to others.
I like
my insurance too, yeah.
Yeah. And so I got the renewal bill last year, and I talked about this on the campaign trail. Like, the 2024 bill was like $6,000. I'm like, how could it possibly be $6,000 to have car insurance? And I get it. Oh, okay. Young driver at the time, right? 21, 22. Now he's 23.
Right.
So I get the bill last year, and it was the renewal was $8,100. $8,100.
I know.
So I
incredible.
I told you, Jody and I called them. We're like, Michael, we have good news and bad news. The good news is, Mom and I love you, and we think you are on your own. You're adult enough to make it.
To prove that.
And I said, the bad news is, I'm dropping you. You're right off my insurance.
Out, buddy.
When I dropped them, I saved $4,000. Yep. Now, that's not right. For a kid who's, been driving since 17, no accidents, no tickets. Come on. That's ridiculous.
I had the same thing with my son, Bill. I get it.
Right?
And boys are more expensive, I believe, than girls.
And I get they're playing the odds and it's risk. Okay, but why is it so much cheaper? So let me tell you, all the folks that love to point to California, the Republicans will scream about how we can't let Murphy make us like California. And then the Democrats will say, well, California is way more expensive than New Jersey. We're doing something right. Here's the truth, that they use California like a boogeyman, because it prevents him from having to do any real work here in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So when he went, I said to him, look, find it. Mom and I will pay for it. If you can get, you got to get it cheaper though. There's no way I'm paying $4,000 for your insurance. So he comes back. He's like, Dad, $800. I'm like, $800, what? A quarter? Which still would have been cheaper. I said, a month? Like, what do you mean $800? He's like, $800 a year.
Wow.
Like $70 a month I pay.
So you're paying it.
I'm paying
it. Yeah.
We believe that, look, you help your kids out as much as you can.
I get it.
Right? He's got a good job. I mean, he can afford it, but that's our contribution.
Correct.
I mean, one of, right?
One of the many that we do as parents.
But I don't mind that. We never had a financial relationship with our kids where you owe me or you pay rent. I never understood that.
No, I don't do that either.
I could probably do a whole show topic on that. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'd like to find out, how do you treat your adult kids?
Yeah.
Like, if they move home, are they paying rent? Some people do that.
My kid moved home after 5 years. I don't know how long, but he's working, and I told him, save your money so that you have a little nest egg for yourself so you can get a new car, an apartment, a house,
stay in Jersey?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. No, look, I've said this. My son's not moving back to Jersey.
He made a life for himself in Florida. He went to school there. He loved it there. All his friends are there. And so I think that's where he wants to go for like master program and then finally set up a life there. But you need money to do that.
You got to have money.
So I told him, stay home for about a year.
Yeah, if you can, smart.
Save money. And I don't, charge
it. What about you, Joe? Like, that's, what I asked Jen was, I'm like, my kids have not moved back home.
So it's so
clearly
funny. Yeah. It's such a Jersey thing. Two, I have three kids.
Yep.
Two, I can't even get to leave the town, because you know how Jersey is.
You want them in Florida.
People get so embedded in their towns.
It's so true.
And now my daughter, when she had to get the license plates for Pennsylvania, she's not too far. She's in Philly. But when she got the new car and she came, the first time she came home and the car was in the driveway, she goes, I don't want to talk about it. She was mortified to have Pennsylvania plates.
She didn't like it. No kidding. Oh, that's the opposite you would think.
Yeah.
Well, there is a Jersey girl identity.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. My son's car has California plates, and it's, even though I'm in California, it looks weird.
Right. It looks weird.
I'm not used to it yet.
Yes. Right. And now my grandbaby, like, they want to live in PA. They
both
work. And
for a young family?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I bet their rent in Philly proper in the city is cheaper than what you pay in Jersey.
I don't know. Yeah, they own the condo.
Elizabeth and Charlie are spending less money in London.
I believe that. Yeah.
Than it would cost here.
But I had an epiphany that when Bill becomes a grandfather,
oh, God help us all.
The children are going to be like little Paddington Bear. They'll be like, "Oh, grandfather! Oh, dear!
I hope not.
I would
man.
Like to be grandfather.
Granddaddy, no, please make us
grandfather.
Beef.
I like that.
Make us your beef tallow and mayonnaise, please.
Oh my God,
grandfather."
Yeah, and then the other side, what are they going to be, surfer dudes? Like, what have I got between England and California?
The surfer dude meets the little Brits, yeah.
I know. We're a very diverse family, if you look at it that way.
Oh, you are. Yeah.
Right?
California to London. Continent, yeah.
By the way, people say, oh, your kids are equidistant. No, London's farther.
Would she ever come back, you think? Not to, maybe to the United
I don't know.
States, no?
I mean, I don't know that they would come back to Jersey. I mean,
well, not even Jersey, just the U.S.,
I think they're going to come back to the U.S.
Okay.
I think Charlie would like to. I mean, he's got a great job and she's got a great job. They're both at the top of their profession companies they're in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Which is really great. Thank God. So I'm thrilled about that. The challenge is, like, we had such a good trip and I was only there for 4 days.
Well, mm-hmm.
But they threw a party at their house. They did a barbecue on Saturday and it was spectacular. There were, 35 people there and it's all their friends and they've just adopted Elizabeth into this and she's a part of the culture now.
I'm sure she has an accent.
A little bit. Absolutely. Yeah. Is it an accent or words? I don't know.
Yeah.
You would hear the difference.
You can hear
it. I probably don't hear it, but they say things differently. You sort things. You don't fix things. You sort them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's little thing. And they'll say at the end of a sentence is yeah.
Oh, yes. I know that.
So
yes. I have a friend of mine who's British. Yep.
Yeah. We're going to pick up a tent tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, not okay.
Does she say, I'll ring you? I'll ring you.
And she lives in a flat.
They're flats.
Yeah.
Are you
I say that here now. I get used to that. And it's and people look at me like I'm an idiot. I'm like, I just sometimes I mix it up.
Is it the loo?
Well, it's the loo. The loo. By the way, went to a football, the lift, went to a football match.
Mm-hmm. Soccer.
And you didn't get thrown out. You were
Let me tell you, I resisted. I told Jody, I'm like, I don't know. Charlie was all excited.
Yeah.
It was 9 million degrees. But it was such a great experience.
Of course.
I said to him, I'm like, I want to go back.
Are they as crazy as we see? Like,
no.
Portrayed on Ted Lasso?
They're a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's an organic fan base. And what I mean by that is you go to a baseball game and they do the chants for you. They pretty much tell you when you should get excited.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's music. There's a video. Nonsense.
Yeah.
So you go to a soccer game, football match in England. None of that. You got to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. They start singing. And I'm like, I can't even understand the words that they're saying. I said to Charlie, I'm like, I'm going to face paint next time.
I experienced that with college football.
Yeah, college football.
I love college football.
It's organic.
Yes, yeah. I went to a bunch
of
games at my son's college because he went to UCF. And I was amazed, like, all the kids, like, that they all knew, they just did their own thing. And I'm just watching in awe, this is great. I got into it.
They get into it. It's great. So I am, and I'm glad I'm dispelling the food myths. I really got to tell you, it's shocking how good it is. Randomly walking down, we had pizza from a place that was 3 minutes from our flat there. And it was delicious. Like, it was great pizza. The ingredients are better.
Yeah, I love the food there. So, I just don't like the blood pudding. I can't do that.
Plus, I take the bus everywhere. 9:46, fast traffic, instant weather next.
From your morning coffee to your ride home, Jersey's talking. Phil Spadia, Judy and EJ, Dominski and more, Eric Scott and Trev. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
Bro. 9:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning and goodbye. I am Bill Spadia. Hopefully you enjoyed the YouTube live stream today. So bookmark it. It's youtube.com and you have to go in and search NJ1015. No dot, just NJ1015 and you see it on there and then you can click on that and save that link. to watch the show live, hopefully every morning. We're back in business today and should have it up tomorrow as well. Tomorrow, I do want to talk about your adult kids and if your kids are living at home and if you had your kids move back, and how do you deal with that? Some parents actually do charge their own kids rent. Have you done that? And what are your thoughts on this? And has New Jersey just become too unaffordable? I mean, I can't see a scenario where our kids, son in California and daughter and son-in-law in London, coming back to Jersey at this point. It's just simply out of reach for young families. So anyway, get your thoughts on that tomorrow. Make sure you follow me on all my social media. And check out the meal that we had in London. It's at nj1015.com/BillSpadia. And I'll see you tomorrow.